You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Hello, you are listening to The Justin Wayne Show with me, Claire Rosario, filling in for Justin today, and my friend Ellen.
Hello.
And tonight we are at Discovery 2 at AAA, and we're going to be checking out Michelle Nadia, Alex Hume, Lauren Housley, and Solfo. Are you excited about the performance tonight, Ellen?
Very excited.
Who are you most excited about seeing?
Alex Hume.
It's like she fancy him a little bit.
No. I heard his sound check. It sounded good.
Well, we've got a great show coming up. Enjoy.
Manchester in the house. Woo! Woo! We've got Manchester in the house. Miss Lauren Housley and her band. I forgot to say, two of the acts tonight are going to be performing at Kendall Calling. Is it this weekend?
Yes.
Alex Hume, Lauren Housley and the band. Okay, welcome. Again, they were here in January. We've got some pretty different temperatures tonight, but okay, Lauren.
Thank you.
Been loved.
So that was the title track. This next one was the lead single, and it's a bit more upbeat than the last two tunes. This is called My Baby Cry. This one's going to be on the next EP, and it's called Sweet Surrender. I hope you enjoy it. Changing streets and closing eyes. Is this what to be? Don't let it place it all. dreams into the dark. So far to reach within surrounding me. A bit later on, is that alright? I'll give you the cue, this next one's a bit of a fun number and it's called It Ain't About You.
Thank you.
sorry. Craig Hansen on the kit, everybody! Yay! And Alan Keary on the bass. Yay! You have Mr. Alex Dean, sorry, on the guitar. Yay! Thomas Nib on the guitar. Yay! Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoy the rest of the evening. If you're interested in the EP, please come and have a little chat with me. Thank you.
Hello, we are back on the street again outside Discovery 2, but now I'm joined by Michelle. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Are you excited about your upcoming performance?
Yes, I am.
Have you played here before?
Yes, I have. Last year.
Last year? And are you performing new material tonight?
Mainly stuff off my album.
Your album Firefly, which you released last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about how you put it together, what went into the songwriting, etc., and your band members?
It took a long time for me to get to the point where I recorded my album. I was lucky enough to have some people help me. I worked with Bruce Lynch, who's used to play bass for Cat Stevens.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's a New Zealander. So I recorded the album at his studio in New Zealand. And songwriting, it took a long time to write the songs as well. so I wanted it to, you know, be something I was really proud of, so it took a long time to...
Did you write
together.
All of the songs yourself?
Yes. On a couple of my songs, people added little extra bits, so they're credited with co-writing, but the songs in their main entirety, most of the songs are by me, and the little bits added.
And what was the reason behind the name of the album, Firefly?
One of the songs is called Firefly. Yeah.
Is that the leading track of the album?
No, it's track 4, I think, of the album.
Will we be hearing it tonight?
Yes.
We look forward to it. What else are you doing whilst you're here in London? Are you gigging a lot?
Yes, lots and lots and lots of gigging. I'm Cafe Nero Artist of the Month at the moment.
Wow.
So, yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm like touring around a lot of Cafe Neros. I was in Cafe Nero in Brighton yesterday, and I played in... I'm playing in Cambridge in a few weeks at a Cafe Nero, and I've played just, you know, also Cafe Neros around London. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's nice that you're here tonight. Mm. How can fans follow you? Do you have your official website, Twitter, Facebook?
Uh-huh. My Facebook site is facebook.com/MichelleNadiaMusic, and my website is michellenadia.com.
All right, well, brilliant. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We look forward to hearing you play. Cheers.
Michelle Nadia is here, and she is Cafe Nero's Artist of the Month this month. So we're delighted to have her here. And she's from New Zealand. Her music can be heard on the Air New Zealand in-flight music. She's got an album out called Firefly. So please give a big welcome to Michelle.
Thank you. This first song is called Firefly. Lightning, but don't cry. Can't you see that you're a firefly? You light up the sky in a crazy, crazy little lullaby. Thank you.
called Dance. It's about falling for someone that's bad for you. Which is not a good idea.
Thank you.
dancing under the sky. There's no one here but you and I. Our hearts beat and so, our hearts beat and so, are all alone.
Is it heaven or
Songs called New York Morning.
Soko, just after they have done their sound check. Say hello, everybody.
Yo!
Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Okay. Hello, I'm Ash, and I'm vocalist.
I'm Mikey, and I'm the drummer.
I'm Alfie, and I'm first saxophone player.
I'm Henry, and I'm the djembe player.
My name's Nath, and I play the bass.
I'm Jordan, play lead guitar and do backing vocals.
I'm Jack, and I'm the other first sax player.
I'll play guitar as well.
I'm Ash.
Well, it's great to meet you guys. Can you tell us a little bit about your style of music?
It's fairly eclectic mix, so it tends to differ from one song to another. But I think it's sort of the bassline genres we play, sort of reggae, funk, jazz, rock kind of thing.
Yeah. We all have quite a few different influences ourselves, and when it comes together in the band, it means we have a few different songs, like one's a bit sambory, one's reggae, one's rock, so it's all...
And you guys have been together for a year, is that right?
4 years.
4 years?
Well, as soul goes, a year.
Oh, right. I knew I was right somewhere.
But we've been jamming together for, like, years and years and years and years.
How did you guys get started?
We're all friends at school.
Yeah, school friends.
School friends!
And you're currently releasing your debut EP?
Well, we did.
Being released quite a while ago now. We're now in the process of the second EP. It's coming on quite nicely.
That's probably our out-of-date biography. Which is completely
Sure this is from your Facebook, actually.
That'll explain it then.
We need to update that.
Might be time to update it. So you're releasing your second EP?
Yes, we're almost finished now, so about... couple of months left until it's done.
Hopefully we're scheduling a November release for the next one.
Hopefully.
And how does it differ from the first?
It's better. we've just come on as a band, found our sound a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. Found out what we're about, really. Because I think we were just trying to find what we were about on the first EP. And it didn't quite capture our live energy. And this time we just approached it a bit differently. Make it sound a bit more lively. It's working, isn't it, boys?
Yes, it is.
And are you guys gigging a lot to promote it?
We will be.
Yeah.
Is this the start of it?
Yeah, it's the start of it. But we're going to go on a tour in November as well.
Are we allowed to talk about
it? Yeah. We ain't got any dates, have we?
But you are touring.
Yeah, we're going to tour in November.
We're trying to play around the country as much as we can now, apart from the tour as well, just trying to get out of, because where we come from in North and South, we play in Norwich a lot, and we want to sort of leave there and conquer the country. Yeah.
We need to get out of the fields a bit.
Don't we?
We do. Suffolk fields.
Are you guys doing any festivals?
Not big ones.
There's a couple of little
sort of up and coming festivals in Norfolk that we're doing.
Yeah, there's
Jellyfest.
Some names of the festival?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, like Jellyfest. We played Playfest, which is in its second year. Good little festival.
Like some old school bands playing, like Ash and Feeder this year and stuff.
Wow.
That was quite fun.
We're playing at Rhythm Fest down in
Bedfordshire.
That's the one. Yeah, that should be quite.
We haven't quite cut into Glastonbury and all that stuff yet, though. But we're hopefully
hopefully
next year, I reckon. We're on the brink.
And have you got anything exciting coming up tonight that you're going to play for us?
It's all exciting.
Why did I even question it?
But no, we haven't got anything necessarily exciting planned. We'll just do what we usually do, and hopefully you like it.
Well, we'll be recording the set, so I look forward to it.
Cool.
All right.
One exciting thing about tonight, Nath just purchased an £850 new bass amp, so that's pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting.
First
today.
First ever outing. Well, yeah, he did. Now it's £850.
Amazing. I look forward to hearing it. Lastly, how can fans follow you?
Facebook, Twitter. Going to have a website soon.
An updated Facebook.
Yeah,
exactly. Facebook is / Solko Music on the link.
Solko is S-O-L-K-O. A lot of people get that wrong.
What's the reason behind the name?
Jordy, do you want to take this?
It's a long story, but it's not really a word that means much. It's just a word which we all like.
Get in.
Take the mic.
Well, one time George was sitting in a bar with, I think, Ash and a few other boys. I don't think I was there. And they were trying to brainstorm names for the band, and there was a few rubbish ones that came up. And all of a sudden, this slightly strange foreign man came over to the table and started making strumming, like, actions, yeah, air guitaring at the boys and going, "Soko, Soko," and pointing at them. And that just stuck, that was the name. After that, it was fate,
it just
I think.
It just sort of turned into a bit of an in joke, and then we realised that actually that's what we called the band.
Yeah.
That's the nice reason behind it.
Oh. Bit random, I guess, but.
Yeah.
You stuck with it, it's good.
Yeah, you stuck with someone. Yeah.
Alright, well, brilliant. Well, thanks for
it. Doesn't matter
me.
If you can't hear that interview, at least you've got to listen to Bob Marley.
Cool.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. cymbals and horns, please, in the mono. Right, this song's called Done Made My Vow. There's this... What's this?
It's an empty floor.
Got some dancers, man.
Thank you. what the end will be, see what the end will, see what the end will be, see what the end will, see what the end will be, see what the end will, see what the end will be.
Cool, we know. I keep saying this is a new one for us, it's not very new anymore. Fairly new.
Thank you.
Yeah, so big thanks to Alex for inviting us down tonight. I thought all of the acts have been really fucking good tonight, actually. Woo! Really good. Alex,
man, you're mad.
Thank you. Sorry about the tuning on that. Thank you. And it's the last one apparently, but cheers for listening.
Thank you.
Music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharge.